Now, I know, is that coming through all right?
Yeah.
All right, I know.
Yeah, we're on, baby.
You've got to tell me about an incident at a wedding. Well, I don't even know if it's an incident. Something to do with a wedding. But I've got a few kind of, not mea culpas, but like some audience response feedback that I have to respond to.
What about?
Firstly, I have never, you know, we get a bit of feedback every now and then, usually maybe one or two an episode when we say something that people disagree with, you know, like, oh, you guys are fucking China cucks, aren't you? Or whatever, you know, like.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I didn't realize you supported Russia. It's like, we fucking specifically said both bad. Anyway, that's not the issue though. That's, you know, one or two people randomly every episode.
Yeah.
Fine. We're not for everyone. I don't care most of the time. Three body problem. People lost their minds about me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Saying that the dialogue and the characters were poor.
Yeah.
Now, I've now finished that book. The concept is very interesting. And I'll probably continue to read the trilogy. However, I'm not hurting your book. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not hurting your book. I'm not hurting you via your book, right? Like, the reality is, it's sci-fi. The concept is good. The characters are shit. The dialogue is shit. Okay, for example, I want to ask you, if you had to, the first thing you think of, if you're like, okay, I'm an author. One of my characters is like an American general. You know, what does he look like? Now, first thing
Well, you know, I'd go towards kind of commedia dell'arte, you know, the barrel-chested, you can't see his eyes, smoking a pipe, like angry, scowling. Yeah.
Well, basically, exactly that, except that he's got a cigar.
Oh, right.
And guess where the cigars are from?
Cuba.
They're from Cuba.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and the detective is like, a real asshole who smokes cigarettes all the time and blows a puff of cloud, like smoke, into their face. Like, the characters are very poor. But, yes, the concept is good. I like the concept.
Right.
Anyway, so apologies that I hurt your feelings, but, like, yeah.
A good way to kind of avoid those types of arguments, never read. Never read.
It's not really an argument. Like, see, this is the beauty of
it. Why are you so fired up?
Well, because they message us. I give them the, oh, well, and then I get to have a one-way debate here where, like, I can't hear you.
Totally. Yeah, I think you won that.
I mean, they were silent.
Yeah. It's like, and I don't want to get into it, so I won't, but the Chris Rock, Will Smith thing, why have an opinion? Some guy hit someone, keep going.
No, well, exactly. And I think that, I know you don't want to get into it, but, like, I don't want to talk about that shit, like, what actually happened, but it is remarkable, and this is a point that you've made before, that people take whatever incident it is and make it immediately about themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, be it, I don't know, sexism, or if it's racism, or if it's like a disability thing, or if it's just violence in general, and, like, you know, toxic masculinity. It's like, whatever your bugbear is, like, you just take an issue and then make it about yourself and say, well, I experienced this, and and it's amazing.
You don't have to view an issue through any lens, you know?
Like, we'll close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Let the cloud drift over you.
Yes.
Is that the, you know, over your nightclub?
Yeah. Close your eyes, walk backwards, keep shitting.
Yeah. Keep manufacturing clouds, run backwards, shit lots, you know, do your thing, fam.
Anyway, I've got it off my goddamn chest.
Good. I haven't read anything. Been watching Maths.
Good segue, though. Married.
Yeah.
Marriage. What's this wedding story?
So, went to a wedding last Friday.
So did I.
Should we compare notes?
No.
No.
Nothing remarkable happened to mine, and that's good. Other than, obviously, love, but love shouldn't be remarkable. If only we lived in a world where love wasn't remarkable.
Totally. Well, I was very excited for this wedding. I'll spare you a lot of the details, but it was a very good friend of mine marrying a woman who's become a good friend of mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a young son who drove down the aisle in a remote control Lamborghini that someone else was controlling.
That's good. So he didn't drive, he rode down the aisle.
He rode down. Yeah, he ghost whipped it. Wedding great, reception great, until formalities have ended. Then about 10 minutes later, me and few of the guys are standing outside. We've all just had a handful of mushrooms,
mm-hmm.
and the music stops. What's going on here? Is there like another thing, another speech maybe?
Surprise guest.
What could it be? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Flo Rida has come in. He's going to perform his hit single, Get Low. Everyone's really excited. Nut, turns out we've had a handful of mushrooms. Music has stopped. We've gone back inside. Bride has dislocated her knee.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
On her night of nights.
Wedding over. Three physios at the wedding.
Yep.
And they all went, I think you got to call an ambulance. I'm not touching that.
Damn.
One of them, not a physio, he's a massage therapist or whatever. And he just had a bunch of the mushies. He was like, no, I'm not going near that. Yeah, wedding over.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really upsetting.
That is upsetting. But I guess she'll remember it. That's the thing. At least you'll remember it probably.
Yeah. And then because it was in the Blue Mountains, it was in Wollongong.
That's right. Newcastle North, Blue Mountains West, Wollongong South.
Yeah. And it was so fucking foggy, no Ubers wanted to come up the hill. So there was one taxi coming to like the wedding venue and just taking people down into Thirroul and Austenmere and shit, come back up. We're just standing around waiting for fucking an hour and a half.
Was there a discussion about like, do we get the music going again? Or was it just totally inappropriate?
It wasn't our place. No. You can't do it with an ambulance parked out the front. And if it was someone else, maybe you could. But it's like, you know, it wasn't my dream day.
No.
It wasn't the father of the bride's dream day. It wasn't anyone else's. It was her dream day.
And her husband.
I don't know how much he had to do with the organization of it.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the banana peel on the D floor?
Yeah, that's the one thing he sorted out. I thought it'd be funny if I pushed her down. It wasn't. But they're in Fiji now. Anyway, it was high drama.
Yeah, it sounds it.
Another reason to not get married.
What?
Don't read books. Don't get married.
What else shouldn't you do?
Avoid the hassle. That's a good top 10. Top 10 things you shouldn't do.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's not bad. We're talking about the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
Fam.
Yeah, if you haven't caught up, we're top 10 drugs of all time. We've been counting down. It's taken a lot out of everyone, I think. But three more to go. So if you haven't subscribed, now is obviously a fantastic time to subscribe to find out what the final three will be. Go back and listen to the 10 before or the 7 before. But yeah, good time to know. Especially as, you know, like gigs are coming back.
Totally, yeah, yeah. Sydney's reopening. You know, if Dom Perrottet fully realises his vision of a utopic Sydney where, you know, we've got the F1. And not just the Melbourne F1, but the Saudi F1. We're going to move Monaco here. Every F1 race. Because
every weekend.
Here's what they don't tell you about Sydney, right, is that you've got every possible landscape within the greater Sydney area, within the basin.
Yeah, snow.
Yeah,
you know, snow-capped mountains.
You've got snow-capped mountains. You've got arid desert. You've got wetlands, you know. And that's the thing. People forget about the wetlands.
Yeah.
You know, the
permafrost.
The permafrost. You know, no one's talking about the ice caps melting along the Cooks River.
No, no one's talking about the lava still trickling down as it has done for centuries. Just
the lava cake.
Yeah, just south of North Sydney there.
Yeah, yeah. Artarmon. You know, no one's talking about the dense rainforest that provides oxygen to half of Sydney.
That's right. The microclimate you walk through.
Yeah, yeah, in Lane Cove there. You know, no one's talking about you know, in Menai, you know, the sand dunes.
Oh yeah.
You know, untouched for thousands of years, the Menai Bedouins.
Yeah, and that Kogra, the natural wind tunnel, that anything you put on top just blows 100 meters into the sky.
Yeah, they got the Kogra blowhole. No one's talking about it. And
you imagine the F1's just fanging around it. Smoke billowing, you know, first horizontal, then vertically very quickly.
They say, you know, they say that if you lead, if you've got pole position for the Monaco F1 race, you know, you're probably going to win it. But imagine moving that, you know, just put it at Rose Bay, the Monaco one. And then, you know, the Melbourne one, you put in Redfern. The Saudi one, you put, let's say Greenacre, you know, new money, Middle Easterns, done. What other GP races are there?
Paris? I don't know.
Maybe Tokyo?
Does Paris have one? Probably not. Yeah, wait, someone, oh, they just get to drive their Formula One car down the Champs-Élysées, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or something.
Chuck one in
I don't know, market. I'm not a big F1 guy. I know that it's blowing up now because apparently like, they do a fantastic job of the narrative of the drivers.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Drive to Survive, the documentary that follows them. You know, and we've mentioned it before on this show that the most effective social movement since the pandemic began was the F1's End Racism campaign.
Oh, yes.
Where all the drivers for the Italian teams refused to take a knee because turns out Italians are racist. It's crazy. It's like, man, I don't want to get fired. And my Italian bosses are like, fuck this. Pretty interesting stuff. Not all Italians.
No.
Yeah.
You can always be racist to Italians, though.
No tall Italians. That's the hashtag. Yeah, you can be. You can do an Italian accent. It's a not racist. worth keeping in mind. But yeah, Perrotte, we're moving every F1 race to Sydney. Every big money horse
race. And you need to be high. So you should listen to the drug podcast.
We'll
chuck a bonus at the end of this episode to see what you're missing out
but
on.
But like, you know, every festival, and not just music festival, we're talking cultural festivals. It's all going to come to Sydney.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. The you know, the Tumut Festival of the Falling Leaf.
Yep.
I'm going to, you know, Japan probably has some cherry blossom stuff going on. We're moving it all to Sydney.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
We're unbanning
it. Banger. Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving Parade.
American Independence Day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all happening in Sydney and you need to be high for all of it. How are you going to know what drugs to take? Sign up to The Meeting Tree's Patreon. That's patreon.com/TheMeetingTree and listen to our top 10 drugs of all time. Should we play a snippet?
Yeah. We'll chuck it at the end.
Yeah.
Did you pay much attention to the budget?
A little. I think it's fair to say that, you know, they're not going to do anything for a 35-year-old guy with a job and no kids.
No,
is renting and has no hope of getting into the home ownership market. There's not much for me in there, except for maybe stuff that I can like bully, like the cybersecurity thing.
Yeah.
$10 billion on cyber. Just so funny. I saw someone last night saying that the Attorney General's Department and the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet failed their cybersecurity audit last year.
Yeah, they all apparently do. Apparently, like, I saw something that, like, 144 of 160 kind of government offices are all failing the guidelines that they put out.
Why have I got to pay for that? Why am I paying $10 billion? Like, why?
You can afford it, mate.
No kids. Dink lifestyle. Yeah. With double income, no kids.
What would you do with the Australian budget?
Well, I mean,
we're talking about
that's the thing.
Like
it's all
tax revenue annually is something like just under 600 million, something like that. I think 550 million a year,
it's
something
all,
like that.
All fake money.
Billion, sorry, billion. Yeah, billion. I should have said billion. About half a trillion a year.
It's all made up.
Hello.
Hello. Hey man. Oh, book. Thanks, man.
I thought you said you didn't read.
No, it's for care for her birthday.
Oh, nice.
Very pie making book. Shout out, Kier. She'll be listening.
$500 million a year.
It's all fake. They're saying that the main analysis I was seeing last year is we won't have a surplus for another decade. Why do we want a surplus? We don't.
We don't want a surplus.
We don't. It's like,
why would we want the government to be taking more taxes than they invest into the actual like country?
Yeah.
Just to have?
And also,
like literally, I think that's what people think. Like, no, the government just needs a little bit aside for a rainy day.
Yeah. But it's like, it's fake money. How can the world owe money?
Well, because if I owe you $10 and you owe Kev $10 and Kev owes me $10, there's $30 of debt.
Exactly. It's all bullshit. So if you give me $10 billion, to like all I'm taking is the cybersecurity money for now. That's where I'm starting.
Yeah.
Because you can save $10 billion by sending one email.
Stop it.
Pull your fucking heads in. Guys, just put a number and a symbol in your password. That's all you got to do. You know what you got to do? What was your favorite album in your 20s?
Yeah.
What was
the- Can I give some actual password advice?
Yeah.
So what you actually want to do if you're not using a password manager and stuff like that is you want to get, yeah, your favorite album in your 20s or whatever, some numbers either before or after it, then some kind of symbol, then whatever like the thing you're making a password for, create an algorithm based on the name of it. So if it's for fucking Google, like say to yourself, like, I'm always going to put the third letter along, whatever the next letter in the alphabet is to that third letter along of Google at the end or whatever. So that way, like...
Gop-gul.
So you want to, like, or, you know, split Google in half and put it, whatever. You want to create, like, an algorithm so your password is different for every single account, but it's, like, something you remember.
See, you're saying this now.
Bit late
but
now.
Imagine if someone listening to this right now had never set up a password for anything online and they went, that's great advice. I think I'm going to start an online account.
It's true.
There's a few of them maybe. God. Imagine if this was the first thing you did on the internet was listen to this podcast.
I think that's a good idea. It's good.
It's, yeah, yeah. The it's Meeting like, Tree's intro to the internet.
My advice to you is... and I think you would have picked it up if this is actually the first thing you did was log on to the internet, download the first Meeting Tree podcast and just listen all the way back up until now.
Yeah.
Which is most recent for us, obviously, right now, but for you, you might be halfway through.
Yeah.
My advice to you would be don't take any of it seriously. Don't allow any of it to emotionally... move you in any way, unless it's like a cute, like baby panda or something like that. Definitely allow that to like a tear or whatever, because that will remind you of your own humanity.
Yeah. That's great advice for internet users. We've just saved $10 billion.
Yeah, you're right. Like, obviously,
through all of that.
Like, but you know, your passwords are fucked. But you got to bite the bullet at some stage and just start change and move. But they're getting rid of passwords. Finally, they're just going to biometrically scan us. You know, the great reset. You know, we're all in a big database, be commoditized. Like, you can do options based trading based on how often people have to change their fucking, you know, iris scan and all this shit. It'll be fantastic. Like, we won't have any passwords.
Yeah. Which is, you know, probably going to cost more than $10 billion to set up, but thankfully, private industry will look after all of it.
I have some real talk actually. Speaking of that, that I was thinking about that you've reminded me of. It is great that we just privatize all this stuff, by the way, for sure. Like all of our data, biometric information. But like, I started freaking out about like our vouchers, our government vouchers.
Oh yeah, Dine and Discover and Stay.
Yeah, the reason that I was kind of more freaking out about them, and I know people have kind of thought through this before, is like, is this the... Because I was like, oh, that's a really interesting concept that like we have on our phones, for people who aren't aware, I'm sure it happened everywhere, but in New South Wales, you got your New South Wales government app. We got vouchers, like $230 vouchers to spend on food, $230 vouchers to spend on experiences. Then we got another couple. And they just kind of... And then now there's like a childcare one that's being put in there.
Yeah.
That concept is actually... quite a big concept that like the government can just give you money to your phone at kind of the push of a button.
Yeah.
But then I started getting worried because I'm like, obviously they could start doing that with like welfare, and then you've got these vouchers that can only be spent in certain places. And more importantly, and the thing that freaks me out the most is the expiry date.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You have to spend it before a certain time, otherwise it's worthless. That reminds me of a future that I'm very worried will happen, which is like the, you know, the subscription only future.
Yeah, yeah.
The UBI.
Yeah.
Everyone's on a UBI, but your UBI, you gotta spend it that week.
Yeah. And it's rinsed straight away after it comes in because all your bloody subscriptions come out as soon as they go in, you know.
Your grocery subscription, your rent subscription, you get your creature comforts like your Netflix, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But your water subscription, your electricity subscription, your internet subscription, all just gone. And then that gets you through your 2 weeks and then you do it again in 2 weeks' time. Thank you, UBI.
And it's already kind of happening. You know, the fact that you can split up your Afterpay, you know, or Klarna or whatever, altitude pay.
Yeah.
Maybe I should become an altitude pay guy. You know how to do it?
I don't know if I mentioned on the pod, like when I got identity thieved, the way that you like work out all the shit, that all the credit cards and stuff that get opened is you hit up, what's that? There's a company that like got a massive hack and they like literally lost like 1.5 billion
Oscar.
Accounts.
No, Okta.
No, it's not Okta. That's recent. This is like a few years ago. They're basically the credit score
thing.
It sits behind all of like all credit cards the world over. Anyway, you hit them up and you say, hey, like show me what accounts have been opened in my name. Yeah. And there was like three, like Bendigo Bank, this, that, and I had to individually call them up, blah, blah, blah. Latitude was one of them, and they were like the hardest for me to shut down my account.
Did I call it Altitude? Yeah, maybe.
That's funny that I just interpreted it as Latitude. There you go. Latitude, longitude, altitude. There you go. That's a Z-axis. Yeah. X, Y, Z.
The depth.
Anyway, but all like Afterpay and Klarna and stuff, they're not in this system because they're not credit cards, quote unquote. Yeah. So I just like randomly now, just still years later, get like, oh, we've shut down your such and such account that I never knew I had.
It's fucked.
Yeah.
The whole thing's fucked. Although it does make, you know, the idea of buying something a lot easier. You just go, oh, it's actually not $300. It's 4 times 75.
Well, that's the great insight, isn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you spend more.
Yeah. But
they're a marketing company. That's what they call themselves.
Marketing.
Yeah, they're not a credit card company. They're a marketing company. So their marketing, if you accept whatever Afterpay, because their percentages are, we had JR to explain all this.
Yeah. We've gone through this.
It's anyway, boring.
You know what I'm doing with my 10 bill?
Yeah, go on.
I'm buying the WestConnex road system and I'm making it free. But I'm also going to make it a little better. So firstly, making it free, because it's now government, it's federal roads.
Yep.
The jewel in the crown of the federal road system, the Connex system. I'm turning the park above under the Spaghetti Junction in Tempe.
Yep.
Into a outdoor performance venue.
Okay, I like it.
Music focus.
What kind of artists are you thinking?
You know, techno stuff. Basically take from the domain, you know, all the shit that happens there, all the fuzzy events, whatever, all the stuff that used to happen in Centennial Park.
Yeah, move it to Tempe.
Move it to Tempe, because it's like, what neighbors are you going to piss off? The neighbors that you're going to piss off aren't rich enough to put a dent in your event.
True.
You know, not like bloody Centennial Park or the domain.
Yeah, it's true.
You
got the Asta to worry about. Sydney's first high-rise building. It's opposite the Con. Expensive real estate.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should expropriate that too.
Yeah, that's good. And the Con.
I think we should own that.
We should free the Con. But yeah, and just and
okay, maybe some the murals. Con, what about the Con should be open to anyone?
Still
a music and performing arts, but there's no exam or anything to get in. Just they have to take you.
Yeah. And part of the budget is going to go to... We're going to get Alice in Wonderland to come and teach DJing.
Yeah. So, okay. Of the 10 bill budget, you put aside about 5 billion for the expansion of the Con to be able to hold upwards of 50,000 people, I reckon, students per year.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we're going to have the end of year performance at the WestConnex Spaghetti Junction Park in Tempe.
Perfect. Because by now, obviously, the Con has expanded to take over the domain in its size.
Yeah.
The domain doesn't even exist anymore.
Outdoor classes, you know, in the wetlands, the domain wetlands.
The mangroves.
Yeah, the mangroves. That's how I'd spend my 10 bill, I think. And you know what I'd do? I'd hurry up that part of the WestConnex that connects Tempe to Concord.
You'd hurry it up.
We no longer need the Inner West once that road comes in.
Yeah, I mean, hurrying up also the, I know this is a state government initiative. These are all state government initiatives you talk about. You're talking about nationalizing them though. Like Australia now owns it. Kind of like Canberra or whatever. Or like when you're in Jervis Bay and there's like the military out there.
Yeah. It's like, sorry, ours now.
Yeah. Federal police here.
Too important.
Yeah. That New South Wales police badge means nothing here.
Yeah.
You're just a guy dressed up weird.
What is this, Halloween? Get out of here, pig. You can say that. You can say that in the tunnel.
Yeah, it's not illegal.
Yeah, because we paid for it.
Yeah, much like being racist to Italians, it's not illegal.
It's not illegal. It's encouraged in the tunnel and in the park bit under the spaghetti junction.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's seen as friendly. If you're racist to the Italians, it's like, oh, that's actually nice.
Yeah, true. They like it.
They like it.
Yeah.
If you are Italian, well, look, if you're from the south, you like it. If you're from the north, you don't. But I don't know if we can say this, but like, fuck the north.
Let's say it and find out.
Yeah, yeah. Southern Italy for life, dog. We're talking Napoli. We're talking Sicily, obviously. But, you know, the south is where it's at. You know, none of these polenta-eating northerners.
We want the Mediterranean.
Yeah. Yeah, the wet boys. All right, should we have a listen to a snippet from the Patreon?
Let's do it.
All right.
And also, who knows where this is. This is like what number it is.
Yeah, yeah. Could be number 11.
Yeah.
What song do you make for booze?
Oh, good question. Like, well, should...
Like a drinking song?
We should... We got to first ask the question, though, like...
oh, yeah.
Should alcohol be legalized? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. For, like, under 18s?
Well, that's one thing that we probably should just tack on the end, alcohol-related. Drink driving, I'm going to take the shout-out Chica, the Chica concept. Drink driving should be legalized, but I know before you, don't just cut that out, but you get a maximum speed limit of 40.
Nah, 60.
And you have to put, like every car, you carry like a green flashing light and you put your green flashing light on top of your car and travel in the left lane only. And I like it at 40 Ks an hour. So just as a warning to yeah, all. Yeah.
Imagine like the M5 parade of shame at fucking 3 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
But I think that it would make increase efficiency.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would make for a happier world.
And like a kind of more interesting driving experience for the sober.
Yeah, but the cutoff is 0.2.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So increase the blood alcohol content.
So no, if you're between 0.08 and 0.2, you've got to rock the siren.
Yeah.
Under 0.08, you're fine.
I reckon between 0.05 and 0.08, still illegal.
Yeah. I might just have a couple more. And could I get a takeaway for the drive just in case? Yeah, 0.05 to 0.08, illegal, because that's like the confident spot.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to be a little nervous about it. Yeah.
That's the distraction zone. That's when you just I might whip up.
Yeah.
Oh, my mate just sent me a link to Epic Fail Vids. Yeah. Might just chuck that on the dash while I go.
Yeah. After my fourth drink, I call it the distraction zone. My fifth, the green siren. My sixth, Mamre Road exit. That's the M4, actually. What are some exits on the M5? We'll get to that later. Maybe the song could just be naming exits on the M5 that I'm driving past in my car going 40K an hour with a green siren on. Make it kind of country. Fuck, that's a lot of work, but I'll get to it.
I'm driving with my green light flashing. Drink driving is back in fashion. And I don't think that I'll be crashing, no. Well, I'm driving with my green light on, listening to my favorite songs. Westbound the M5 is moving slow. Think that I'll just take my time, 'cause I'm up around 0.19. The coppers can't touch me between here and home. I'm driving with my green light flashing. Drink driving is back in fashion, and I don't think that I'll be crashing, no. Now I'm rolling past King George's Road, pissed from my head to my toes, flipping off the overtaken lane. And I'm going about 40 clicks. Sober drivers suck my dick. I'm blind and this here feels like a game. I'm driving with my green light flashing. Drink driving is back in fashion. And I don't think that I'll be crashing, no. As I go past Henry Lawson Drive, I thank God that I'm still alive to savor this here moment that I'm in. And if I ever get to heaven, I hope that there's a big M7. I'll drive on it after 20 gins. Driving with my green light flashing, drink driving is back in fashion, and I don't think that I'll be crashing,